Let's do this. Get set.
Headed for the open door.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And I ran, and I ran, and I ran. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski, Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. This was a good week to run.
This was a good week.
You know, a little bit of rain yesterday. It's going to be a great weekend. Oh, and what's happening this weekend?
There's something big going on, isn't
it? It's Run for Heroes weekend in Amherstburg, Ontario. And I tell you, you can just feel the electricity in the air. It's just going to be great in the town. Everyone's just so excited about, you know, everyone who's coming by. And
my big thing is for races, I can't wait to see the medal. I can't wait to get my shirt. That's the little stuff that I kind of get excited about.
And we released the medal. On Sunday, we released all the medals. I don't know if I've released the 5K yet. We'll put the 5K online probably tonight.
Okay.
But we released the kids' medal very quietly in one of our blog feeds because we didn't want to spoil it for some of the kids who were running because they didn't know what they were running for. But a bunch of parents came to us and said, hey, you got to show me what the kids are running for. And I said, okay, sure. But so it's in one of the feeds under the marathon medal. And it looks identical to the marathon medal, except it says kids across the can. And it's really cool.
They're going to love that.
You folks are listening to Running Flat Radio. We are a radio show all about running. And we do talk about running flat events because we do produce a lot of events throughout the year that are mostly endurance running. But we talk to a lot of great newsmakers in the running industry. As a matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, we have a Hansen's coach coming on talking about the Hansen's method. Jay's going to come back with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Hudson from 89X. So that's going to be a great show. I think that's
I look forward to next week
or the week after. But that should be really, really interesting.
There's so many more questions I wanted to ask Jay when he was on, too.
and you'll get a chance to ask him. And then we'll give him a heads up so he has a chance to answer them. So that's going to happen probably in a couple of weeks along with the Hansen's guys listen to that entire story. It's a really motivational story and really all about getting an incubator together, putting some elite athletes all in a house. It's almost like a reality show and having them all kind of feed off of each other, work together at the Hansen stores and then train together and hopefully go to the Olympics together. You know?
And that's always been a cool concept for me. I love the fact that you can go into the Hansen store and the guys, the same as Running Factory, the people who are waiting on you are actual runners. I've always loved that. They know shoes. They run in them. They, you know, they're not just out to kind of sell you a pair of shoes. They're out to sell you a pair of shoes that are good for you, which is a definite plus.
Right. And I think, you know, if you're new to running or new to listening to this show, it's interesting. Don't be afraid to ask questions of experienced runners.
Mm-hmm.
I still, over all these years, have never met someone who like scoffed at a beginner question because we were all beginners, not once, but many times, you know, after an injury, after, you know, the lifestyle change, whatever, you know, or an illness, whatever's going on with you and you start back from ground zero, you do. And that's the kind of the beauty of running is there's all kinds of different levels of runners, but we've all been there.
I remember back when I started running years ago, the Running Factory used to have a store in St. Clair Beach. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Well, no one I knew really ran. So I would go for my runs and then I'd always pop into the Running Factory checking out shoes. But what I really wanted to do was Jeff Lindsay worked there. I wanted to just chat with him and tell him I did my hills and talk about my run. Because really, people who don't run don't want to listen to me talk about, you know, how many times I ran up the hill, how I felt. Or the fact that, you know, my butt muscles hurting or whatever it is. And poor Jeff would sit there every week. He'd see me coming. And I know he knew what I was doing. I'd buy stuff, but it was just, I needed to talk to someone who was a runner who kind of got the stuff that I was going through. So it was very cool.
And share the excitement. What you were doing, right?
So when you rip out your first 20 miler, you want to tell the world. The majority of people don't want to listen to you.
Yeah. And Mrs. Running Flat, my wife, Deb, she's on fire too. Like, I think she did like a 29K run the other day. I mean, she's and no different. Like, she's just on fire. So she's been training for Detroit. So she'll knock that one out of the park.
That's excellent.
But yeah, and it's really funny because over the last week, I've spent a lot of time in Amherstburg, which is where I live, but on the course. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're driving the course, you'll see all those beautiful new fresh spray paint, you know, graffiti mm-hmm. numbers all over the place. But it's amazing how many people have actually been running that course all weekend long.
That's pretty cool.
And, you know, and waving because, you know, that they're just checking out the course as they're, you know, before the weekend of the long run. And it's been really exciting.
One of my bosses at work actually said to me, he's not a runner, but he was in Amherstburg and he saw your sign that said, "Here comes the runners, here comes the runners." He goes, "I was actually excited and I kind of wished I ran because it was so exciting to read the sign." Kind of knowing that something really cool is coming into town, bringing all these runners.
It's coming. And we're a boutique marathon. We're a very, very, very small marathon in comparison to, you know, the Chicago's, the Detroit's, you know, all the majors in the United States that have been around for 25, 30, 35 years. Even Disney. Disney's, what, 35 years young now? Mm-hmm. I mean, an amazing organization. So, you know, we're like a smaller kind of boutique version of a big city marathon because we offer everyone those amenities. We offer mm-hmm. them a professional pace group. We offer them, you know, really good hydration and aid stations every 2 kilometers, super scenic, you know, closed roads, you know, all those things that you'd expect, right?
Yep.
Chip timing, all those things that you want out of a big city marathon, but you don't want to share it with 35,000 of your best friends for the mm-hmm. first 3 miles. You know what that's like.
Oh, I do.
You know, I, as much as I love Disney and I love the folks down there, and they got a great race director, you know, it's really odd getting to your starting block at 4:30 in the morning on a freeway in the middle of nowhere with 25,000 people all kind of starting. And the guys who've done it in prior years, mm-hmm. they're pros at this, right? Because they've got the towel shaped like a pillow and they're sleeping in the start block, you know. And I'm going, wow, like, you know, what is with it? You have to walk 2 miles to get there. But, mm-hmm. but you know, it's
in the dark.
In the dark, yep. That's right. And I actually, in my running career, it was one of the most surreal experiences I've ever had in my life was at Disney. Mm-hmm. And it was the Goofy I did in 07. Yep. And it was the marathon portion.
Is that not the best medal? That's a pretty darn cool medal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
I did the Goofy as well.
We did Goofy. It was year two of it. I think 06 was the first year, 07 was the second year. So anyway, putting that aside, we start the race. And you always get the guy who's trying to convert you. Who's like, you know, yelling at you next to you, and yeah. you're always trying to get away from him. So you eventually get away from that guy. And then you're running down a dark freeway and you're approaching a ramp that takes you up and west,
that's
right?
That's true.
And if you're looking on both sides of this freeway are runners all running in the same direction, mm-hmm. right?
And you know they're all going to come together sooner or later.
And they will. Now it's pitch black, there's no one cheering. There's 30,000 runners on two sides of a freeway running in the same direction, and you take your headphones off, and the sound that you hear of rubber soles touching freeway is the most eerie and incredible noise you've ever heard in your life.
Anyone who's ever run with me knows that is my favorite sound in the world. When you're running with a group of runners and you can hear all the feet hitting at the same time, I think it's the most relaxing sound ever. I love it.
I wish I had a digital recorder because it's just one of those noises that you can never replicate.
Yeah.
And it's incredible because you in your mind, you know exactly where you were when you heard that noise mm-hmm. and when it was absolutely incredible. And that's all part of the Disney experience.
And at 5:30 in the morning, no one's talking.
Except for the guy who's trying to convert you over on the side, right? And it's like, dude, leave me alone. Like, I'm just trying to run this. It's only the first mile.
I think I ran the first 5 miles still sleeping because it was so early. You're up at, what, 3 to go to the race?
It's unbelievable. But it's a wonderful marathon. I mm-hmm. recommend everyone do the Disney Marathon if you get a chance. It's in January. Usually sells out very early, but great organization. Incredible operations mm-hmm. to put that on. So you are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. We'll be right back after this message.
Life
Mike K. Cook and Lisa Williams.
Every morning.
My favorite morning show.
The Morning Drive.
On the next show, we're going to talk about bosses. Who would you rather work for, a man or a woman? At 6:20, we're going to tell you what most people said in a recent survey.
And at 7:20, we'll check in with Dr. Michelle Prince. We'll get a health update and find out how she's feeling now that she has finished chemotherapy and get a preview of her show, Taking Charge of Your Health.
The Morning Drive. Weekday mornings 5 till 9 on AM 800.
If you want to save money on flights, there is a small window of opportunity right now. Book by Thursday with Porter, and you could be sitting in one of our big leather seats while enjoying friendly service with a complimentary snack and beverage, all for a lot less. Just open a new window on your browser and go to flyporter.com. Some conditions apply, like booking by Thursday. Porter, flying refined.
Get the best price with the best financing on the best pre-owned vehicles this Thursday through Sunday at the Raffi Auto Group pre-owned end-of-summer event in the Devonshire Mall parking lot. Shop over $5 million in pre-owned vehicles in one location for 4 days only. Thursday and Friday, 9 to 8, Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 10 to 5. Unbeatable prices. Rain or shine, visit RaffiAutoGroup.com.
Tonight, somewhere in between picking up the kids, fighting through traffic, getting to practice, making one last work call, and getting back home with enough time for homework, you've got to figure out what to feed the family for dinner. Subway restaurants make dinner easy with any 3-foot-long subs for just $20, any day after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. It's any 3 subs, like the cold cut combo, tuna, or chicken and bacon ranch melt, and it's an easy way to feed the whole family. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only. Additional charge for extras. Prices and participation may vary, plus tax where applicable.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, mainly clear with fog overnight, a chilly low of 7. Tomorrow, sunshine turning to a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, a high of 20. Wednesday night, mainly clear again, another chilly low of 7. Thursday and Friday, lots of sunshine for both days, a high of 18 Thursday, 22 Friday. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of showers, a high of 24. Sunday, cloudy, 40% chance of showers, a high of 23. Once again, mainly clear tonight with fog overnight, a chilly low of 7.
We're back with Antoine Aventura, treasure hunter.
I've searched for the world's best treasure. Not even the one-eyed ruby bat compares to the riches I found at Kojiko. A golden $64 TV and internet deal.
Looks like we've lost our audience to another amazing discovery.
Find your riches at Kojiko with TV and internet for only $64 per month for 6 months. Add phone for $9.99 per month for 6 months. Conditions apply. Visit kojiko.ca/strikegold. Kojiko, how can we help you?
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski and Kelly Steele in the studio. So we're talking about Run for Heroes weekend because this is, and it's, you know, it's Tuesday already, but, you know, we're already, stuff's already been coming in. It's already being dropped off and delivered. A lot of different swag is out there. Like I said, the medals, we released those on Sunday. The pictures, we'll probably release tomorrow, pictures of the shirts. For those who are always wondering, what'd you do with the shirts this year? What'd you do with the shirts? We made it super, super simple, but really, really bright. We have like a super bright yellow and a super bright orange shirt, long sleeve, short sleeve, depending on the event. And because of the colors, we didn't want to make it just really that brash and loud. We just wanted something really kind of elegant, and we made it really simple, and the runners will love it.
Excellent. I love bright shirts.
Yeah. And, you know, safety first, you know, you're going to be running this fall, running the shirt. You're going to love it. It's going to be, everyone's going to see it coming.
I like that.
They're going to see it coming. And they're all tech shirts. You know, no cotton shirts this year. So they will really, really like those shirts. So Friday is when Expo opens. So for those who are unfamiliar with larger scale runs, they usually put on a health expo. And that's really all about picking up your race kit, which is, you know, your bib with your timing chip on it, and picking that up before, and your shirt and whatever swag you're getting from that race, and getting that before race day and race time. Couple reasons why we do that as organizers. One is we don't want to deal with all that crap just before the gun goes off. We want to be focusing on the course, on your safety, on your experience. We don't want to be focusing on making sure you got the right bib and the right size shirt. We want to be able to have you guys come in earlier, the day before or even 2 days before. Pick up all your stuff, all your registration. You're happy with it. We're happy that you've got it. We'll see you race day, and let's work on the experience.
Yep.
And that's what's critically important. So races over 1,000, we typically will do a pre-pickup. And for races under 1,000, we'll do race day of pickup on site. So,
well, for something like this, you know, when you're running a half or a full marathon, it's kind of nice. It's one less thing you have to worry about race morning. You already have all your stuff. All you have to do is pin your bib on and you can go. Rather than getting there, kind of scurrying around, trying to figure out where your stuff is, this way you get out of your car, you walk to the start line, you're good to go, right?
Right. So we put on, instead of just going to a table, picking up your race kit, we put on a mini health expo. So the health expo runs on Friday and Saturday at the Libro Center, which is the former United Communities Credit Union Center, which is the new arena complex in Amherstburg. Boy, it's a mouthful, isn't it? But I got it out.
I'm glad you said it.
Oh, but that center, which is on Molosh in Amherstburg, it's a wonderful center, and they have this great indoor soccer field that we kind of take over, and we do like a mini expo. And the reason for that is it gives you guys a chance as runners to make it worth your while to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Gary and Joe from New Balance, they come out and they've got a great store where you can buy the goo, you can buy, you know, all kinds of super deals on shoes. And lots of runners love to buy their shoes at expos because that's when they find the clearance items there. And so it's important to come visit all of our exhibitors. And we have a number of them. Just to kind of go through our handy dandy list of exhibitors. There's Enjo Cleaning Products, there's Seasons Retirement. Obviously, the town of Amherstburg is there, kind of, you know, showing off their wares.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to buy a house in the area, you know, you can come to Amherstburg and, you know, help us with our tax base.
You never know, right?
No, but for sure. You know, we have lots of tourists that run. We call them tourists, but runners from foreign locales that fly in to actually run this race. I think there's just over 600 of them this year. And, you know, we show off our town for a lot of reasons. One is that maybe they want to retire in a beautiful community like the town of Amherstburg, which I live in. I've been there for, I think, 22 or 23 years, and it's a great town. So, and it's a great town to have a run in. We have Braun Roller Works. The Pacers have a table.
We do.
Yep. So you should stop by the Pacer table. Take a look at what they've got in regards to the times and who's pacing.
You know what's interesting about the Pacer table? Everyone is scared to come over to the Pacer table because they're nervous that they're going to have to commit. It's funny, but you can come over.
Don't you have to commit?
It's not like you absolutely have to. What we usually do is we say, okay, you know what time are you going to run? If they say they're going to run a 4-hour marathon, then we say, okay, here you go. This is who you'd be running with. But by no means are you absolutely stuck with that person. And I think a lot of people really panic that once they talk to us and they make that commitment, come race day, they must run a 4-hour marathon. It's just a guideline for them, really.
It's an aid.
Yeah, it absolutely.
It's an aid in getting them to their goal that they've been working on for how many weeks or how many months or how many years, you know, as their
goal. Really, mindless running. All you do is you don't even need your watch on. You stick with your pacer. They're doing absolutely everything for you, including telling you when to take water, right?
Correct. So, you know, stop by the pacer table, figure out if there's a pace group around the time that you're at. And also, when you're lining up in the start area, you'll see them waving the signs, and you know, just kind of jump in where they're at. We are starting the half and the full at the same time on Sunday morning, and in the same block.
Okay, because I know last year there was a confusion because we started, I think, the full's out in the road and the halves were on the driveway.
No, it was the halves on the road. The fulls, okay. Fulls go back. So what we did is we adjusted the course. We pulled the course at the very end of the turnaround and pushed them onto the road. So they're all starting in a common block.
Okay, good.
So we're going to do that. So don't forget to stop by the pacer table.
And we ask for your names on your back simply because it's really nice to be able to call you by name when you're running. It's no other reason than that. I know sometimes when I'll say to someone, write your name on that bib, write your time and stick it on your back.
Yeah. So,
they don't always get what it is.
Let's explain this. When you visit the pacer table, there is a stack of blank bibs with a Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
The blank bibs are for you to write your name so your pacer, your leader will actually be able to know your name.
And we say put your time on, too, because sometimes if I'm pacing the 210 pace group on Sunday.
For the half.
But if I see someone who all of a sudden it says Chris and it has 2 hours on their back, I know he's struggling.
I'm not doing 2 hours.
So I can say, come on, Chris, come run with the 210 group. We're a really cool group. We're going to get you across the finish line. That's what we use it for, seriously.
We're much cooler.
We are. My group's always the coolest group, just so you know, hands down.
Well, thanks for making that really clear to all of us.
And I know people were wondering.
And that's the 210.
The 210 group.
The 210 group is the coolest group to be in the half marathon this Sunday. Just so you know, because everyone else just, you know, isn't worth it. So stop by the Pacer table and check out where those guys are at and who's running what areas. It won't disappoint. That's why we have professional Pacers, is to help you get to your goal. We have a change table, you know, for the odd areas of folks who are changing races. Everything is sold out. Mm-hmm. There's a couple spots left in the 5K. All the kids' events are sold out except for kids' marathon. Highly unlikely that someone's going to do that, come race day. But we'll talk about that in a minute. There's Pursuit Massage. There's a...
And at Pursuit Massage, no doubt she'll have her boots
the
out.
Boots.
Yep.
The boots. We have to check out Norman the boots.
Tech. Those are awesome. Once you sit in those things, you'll want to go buy a pair. They're amazing.
Is it a sit-down thing?
You sit down, you put these boots on, they go right over your feet, right up to your hips. They're two separate boots, and then they inflate with this air, and they just, it's a pressure thing. They press, like they tighten on your legs and loosen. You'll come out and your legs just feel absolutely amazing.
It sounds scary. You know,
no,
I watched the second Aliens yesterday with my kids, and, you know, talk about scary. And that's what that sounds like. No.
Honestly, sit in them. You'll love them. You will. The only thing is, if you have shorts on, you have all these marks all over your legs. But still, it's well worth it.
I'm gonna try it out. So that's Pursuit Massage and Recovery, LMS compression socks. Runners love compression mm-hmm. socks. So check that out. The cardio foam guys. So you know we're. I want to talk about the cardio foam guys when we get back from break. As a matter of fact, we're getting to break time. So. Why don't we do that when we get back out? You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Where Windsor Essex speaks.
I'm absolutely appalled that these people would do something as such.
AM 800 CKLW.
Everybody makes mistakes. That's understandable.
The information station.
Join the AM 800 A-Team at the Autumn Edition of The Big One. The 23rd Annual Fall Wedding Event takes place this Wednesday and Thursday at the Kubota Club from 5:30 till 9. Enter to win our grand prize to receive Valenti Travel Vacation gift cards. Every couple will receive the latest edition of Wedding Bells Magazine. Register at weddingshows.com. And like Wedding Shows Windsor on Facebook to receive your $2 off show admission coupon. The Fall Wedding Event is a production of Nouveau Event Planning and sponsored by Wedding Bells, Valenti Travel, and AM 800.
For 30 years, New York Fries has hand-cut every one of their premium russet potatoes. Why? Because we rely on machines to cut potatoes. It's a slippery slope to a world where machines become our masters. Yes, sir. We'll stick to the old-fashioned way. So when machines do turn against us, at least you'll still be able to trust New York Fries. New York Fries. 30 years of real, fresh fries.
What's your name?
My name is Bruce Wayne.
Before Batman. Before Penguin, Catwoman, and Riddler. There was Gotham. Witness the origins of the infamous city. Where crime and corruption give birth to the most notorious supervillains.
I will find the man who did this.
Gotham, Mondays at 8 on CTV.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
The Windsor University Faculty Association is holding more strike action Thursday morning. There will be no classes between 8:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on Thursday, but they will resume at 1 p.m. A one-day strike was held yesterday. Windsor Regional Hospital is dealing with a rise in the number of children showing up with suspected cases of the enterovirus. CEO David Mouche says the hospital has seen around 30 cases suspected to be the D68 virus since last Thursday, and the pediatric inpatient unit is at its limit. And the Erie Shores Hospice campus received a nice gift today from a local group called 100 Women Who Care. The group donated $10,000 to help furnish the facility. AM 800 Sports, the Tigers are in Minnesota again tonight, 8-10 start. The Jays are in Baltimore again, and the Jays are up 1-0 bottom of the first. The Spits are wrapping up the preseason tonight by playing Niagara. That game's tied 2-2 in the first. From the AM 800 Weather Center, tonight mainly clear with fog overnight, a cool low of 7. Tomorrow, sunshine turning to a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, a high of 20. Wednesday night, mainly clear again, another chilly low of 7. Right now in Windsor, Essex, 16 Celsius, that is 61 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles. We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio, the show all about running here on AM 800 CKLW. Kelly Steele is in the studio with me, and we were just talking about our health expo that we're doing. It's open to the public. It's free. It's at the Libro Center in Amherstburg, and it's open from Friday at 3 till 8 and Saturday 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. There's all kinds of great deals on like running shoes and yoga wear.
And we have
a speaker series. But before we get to that, we're just kind of going through some of the exhibitors. Cardiofoam. So the Canadian Cardiac Center, and you know, they were here with us 2 months ago kind of talking about this technology. It's cutting-edge global technology. No one else in the world has this. These guys here in Windsor at the Windsor Cardiac Center, or Canadian Cardiac Center, they go under a couple different names, have really pioneered wireless EKG telemetry of a person's heart, where our runners, and we have 100 cardiophones for this course this year. You can register at the event at the Health Expo to get a cardiophone, and they'll give you the cardiophone there. You will show up. You'll put the two leads on, which you've done this, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
you wore one. It's a little bit the size of a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You wear it throughout your race. It's broadcasting through cellular systems your EKG to the finish line, where we have cardiologists looking at your EKG, and then you'll be able to get a report after the race.
And you know, it's really comfortable to wear. When I had it on, I actually forgot I was even wearing the thing. So just in case people are wondering if it's going to kind of affect them when they're running, it's tiny enough that you don't feel it.
I think what's absolutely stunning about this technology is, as runners, as endurance athletes, we've all done the stress test.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to the hospital and they put us on the treadmill and they turn it up as fast as it goes and they put and you're like, look, and I'm like really?
Yeah.
This is a joke. You're not going to get me anywhere near the target heart rate you need to get me at.
Yeah.
Whereas this is real world. This is racing. This is, you know, 2 hours or 4 hours or however long you're on that course. That's like the ultimate stress test in the world. And it's recorded. And you can give it to your doctor if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a great
idea.
And it's free. It's free. It's something that we do for our runners. We have 100 of these things. You know, even if you have like a family history
mm-hmm.
of heart conditions, if you have maybe an ailing issue and you really just can't get to it and you think it may be heart related, you know, you might get lightheaded or dizzy or, you know, all the different things that different people get through when they're exercising and you think it may be heart related and they can't find it. This is a great way to prove it out. So
do they sign up then online to get this?
There is. So if you are signed up and you have our weekly newsletters, which we really don't talk about, that newsletter mm-hmm. goes out to almost 7,500 people every week, different runners and folks who've signed up into it. That newsletter, we actually have this week and last week, the cardiophone link to the folks down there. And there's an online form they can fill out. They can pre-order it.
Excellent.
So, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely worth doing it.
Yeah, and then we've also got Solus, the folks from Walkerville.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Frazier will be actually doing some speaking as well Friday and Saturday. She's a podiatrist, running feet,
mm-hmm.
totally gets it, you know, understands, you know, foot care, you know, being a performance athlete and kind of helping you along. So she'll be talking about that. The Alzheimer's Society obviously has a booth at this. The Alzheimer's Society are the benefactors of this event. I mean, this is the 8th year that we've put on this event. Run for Heroes Marathon came out of an ultra marathon
mm-hmm.
that we used to do. We used to do a 69 kilometer the first year, an 88, and then two 100 kilometer runs. And then in year five, we decided we would bring it back down, make it more accessible to people, have a Boston qualifying marathon, a half marathon, a 10K, a 5K, a kids event, and make it a weekend and really kind of drive the bus that we would make it more more inclusive to more and more people and runners and show off our beautiful community in Amherstburg. But what's really interesting is that we've raised almost $250,000 for Alzheimer's in all this time. So, you know, it's great to have, you know, the runners, and a lot of them are pledging too. Mm-hmm. They have pledge forms and they're raising money on the site as well. So it's fabulous that the Alzheimer's Society will be there too, talking about caregiver programs. You can talk to them about where all their money's going. We have One Tooth, which is just an incredible. It's a great brand. It's a great story. For those who aren't familiar with One Tooth and you're familiar with Lulu, when they went public and went to China for manufacturing, because Lulu was famous for Canadian manufacturing and fantastic gear. When Lulu did that, they left all these manufacturers left in Canada. So the manufacturers all got together and said, we can still make gear. And they call themselves One Tooth. And that gear is amazing. And there's a local
and
retail.
And it's cheaper than Lulu, too.
Yeah. And
which is always a bonus.
Sure. And there's actually a One Tooth location here in Windsor.
Yep.
And they'll be at the expo like they were last year. You know,
I have a bunch of their gear. Their tank tops are amazing. Their shorts are awesome to run in.
Yeah.
I really like their stuff.
So One Tooth is there. And we've also got a metal rack manufacturer as well, which is pretty cool because we collect metals, right? It's kind of like a byproduct of being a runner is you collect all these metals. Wouldn't it be nice to have something to display it on? So we have a metal rack manufacturer. We also have all the rest of our runs there displaying because we are going to have a special deal for folks who show up to the expo. We're going to give everybody a code for a big discount on Le Chocolat, and we're going to give them a big discount on Zombie.
Nice.
So we're going to do that as folks who've come to the expo. We'll give you a discount code that you can do that.
So you have to come to your table to get that?
You have to. And Le Chocolat will be opening up in the next couple of weeks, and we're like this close to getting the course that we want, which is all of Riverside Drive shut down once and for all for this race from Lauzon right to the bridge. And it's going to be amazing. That would really be an amazing event for the city of Windsor to all get behind and show off the incredible neighborhood, you know, from Walker all the way up to Lauzon. But not just that, but also that iconic waterfront too that's in front of Caesars and the bridge itself. So we're really looking forward to that. So that will be at the Running Flat table. We'll also have a lot of Running Flat gear for sale. People are always asking to purchase the Pelee Island shirts. You know, that's a big favorite. We get all kinds of requests from all over, like Ohio.
They are nice shirts. Every time I wear my Monarch one this year, everyone loves that. Where'd you get that shirt? That's a great shirt.
Did you notice the Monarchs were back?
I didn't notice that.
Did you know in your garden? We take credit for that.
Oh, garden. I'm a Mother Nature garden. Whatever happens out there happens.
Well, we'll take credit for bringing the Monarchs back.
Okay.
Because that was the theme for this year's Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon was the Monarch. And
excellent.
Awesome shirts. So those will be for sale. And, of course, New Balance will be at the expo. And you know, the thing to expect when you're at an expo is that everything consumable as a runner you're gonna find there.
And that's interesting you're saying that. I've had a couple of people ask me the question, is there gonna be gels on the course? My advice to people is always just bring it regardless, then you have it. But they're wondering whether there'll be gel stops on the course anywhere.
There traditionally is one, and it's on the marathon course.
Okay.
And it's out in the out and back.
Okay.
When you're there, Gary and Joe always will have goo and blocks for sale.
I always stock up.
Right. They'll have like Glide. They'll have all those products, including some LED products, you know, all kinds of stuff that the user runner would consume. And, you know, great deals on running shoes, some shorts, some jackets, hats, toques, gloves.
I have my tie-dye running shoes, my New Balance tie-dye running shoes.
Yeah,
I get so many people that make comments about them. They love them. That's where I bought them last year at the expo. I saw them. I'm like, I got to have those. And it's funny. They grab everyone's attention.
Those are nice.
They're nice, eh?
So part of the expo kind of tours you through the facility, and a couple other things that you need to expect when you're there is you would get in line according to your race, and then you'd pick up your bib, your shirt. One of the things that's really important to do because of the technology that we use for timing, for those who are unfamiliar with timing, on the back of your bib is a chip. Now, the chips that we use are incredibly thin. They're the thinnest in the world, and they're the size of an address label. Mm-hmm. And they're on either side, flanking the sides of your bib on the back. And the reason for that, frankly, is we want redundancy in the timing system, so we always do two chips. You could get away with one, but you know, for whatever reason, if your arm is up and your elbow is across your bib, we want to make sure that we're getting that time. What people don't realize is the timing chip has a battery in it. It's a very, very, very small battery, and it's actually imprinted on the chip.
Really?
And that's what gives off the RF frequency, that's broadcasting as you're crossing the chip, the mats. As it's broadcasting, they're both broadcasting at the same number that matches your bib number. Because when you look at the chip, they're all numbered, and it coincides with what's on your bib.
Yep.
But if you look in the middle of that chip, you'll actually see a little black dot. That's the battery.
Wow, that's very cool.
That powers the RF chip. So what we ask you to do is don't bend it. Please, it doesn't do well with bending.
Yeah.
So keep your chip all, or keep your bib always flat in however you're going to transport it the morning of, or where you're going, and we're going to explain that as well. We have a whole bunch of extra chips that we want to show people, and educate people that's how the chips work, and they're best never bent, and they'll work great. So, but there's a technology that's changed so much in the last number of years.
Well, remember back in the day, you used to have that thing on your shoe, and you'd come across the finish line, you'd be exhausted, and you'd have to stand there while someone tried to cut it off your shoe or undo your shoelace. That was brutal.
Absolutely. And what was worse than that was hand timing.
Yeah.
for the old folks listening, we used to actually do it pen and paper, right? And a stopwatch and a clock, and you came in at this time.
Tell me that wasn't an estimate, eh?
No, it's terrible. So RF technology has really changed the way we produce race results. The other thing is, we're going to send an email out probably in the next 2 days to everybody saying, hey, check in on the race website so we can email out your results to you. Okay. Because we don't post.
Yep.
We don't want to post. I don't want to print stuff out.
It's like a mad dash to gather around all the pieces of paper that are blowing in the wind, that are on the walls.
Yeah,
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, and anyone who knows me knows I hate awards, and I hate the way we do them.
Yeah.
But we do them because that's the way we've always done them. I think next year for a lot of our races, we're just going to hold a raffle and hand out prizes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole different topic that we can do about prizes and awards and award processes, because there's a lot of other race directors around the world that I know that have that same opinion. And some of them do it. They actually do the raffle before the race and just post people's names and say, oh, yeah, you won. Here's your prizes.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a different way of thinking of racing, but that day may come, may not come for different races. Run for Heroes will always have like an award for top three age groups, and every 10 up for every different male and female for every different event, which we will do this year. But what we want to do is we want to just you hit the finish line, and you get the email, and that's where I want to be with timing and results. I don't want to deal with paper and people crowding around and having to print stuff out and trying to update results. I want to be able to get those results to you immediately as you cross that finish line.
Now, when you're talking about chips, are you a chip at the start? So I start my watch when I hit the mat, or do I start my watch when the gun goes off?
Mat.
Okay.
Yes. So that'll be done as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about the speaker series, because that's really interesting. And of course, we have Michelle Prince, who's on AM 800 tomorrow night. She'll be on talking about running with cancer. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. And you want to bite the hand. Should have stopped this long ago. Go now, you've been set free. Another month or so you'll be gone.
at the LCBO. Local. It's your home. It's where you shop, eat, and play. It's where streets become neighborhoods, where butchers and bakers know your name. And it's where incredible wines are made every day. Why not see what local's really all about with a bottle of great Ontario wine and taste local at the LCBO.
Mainly clear tonight with fog overnight, a cool low of 7. Sunshine tomorrow turning to a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, a high of 20. Mainly clear again Wednesday night, another cool low of 7. Sunny for Thursday and Friday, high of 18 Thursday, 22 Friday. Mix of sun and cloud Saturday, 30% chance of showers, a high of 24. Cloudy Sunday, 40% chance of showers, a high of 23. Once again, tonight, mainly clear with fog overnight, a chilly low of 7.
We ask people, what makes McCafe coffee so good?
Smooth, it's delicious, aromatic.
It's fresh, it's fast.
They make it perfect every time.
I like the flavor and also like the value.
You definitely should go try one.
You need to try McDonald's coffee.
You have to try it.
The rich, smooth, and delicious taste of McCafe premium roast coffee.
I'm switching.
Buy any 7 hot McCafe beverages and get the 8th medium free. Only at McDonald's.
Give it a try and it'll be your new favorite.
At participating McDonald's. McDonald's restaurants in Canada. See restaurant for details.
Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Kelly Steele, you know, one of the things that we are in the middle of is we're in the middle of a pylonathon. it's a pylonapalooza that we're in the middle of, and it's because a couple weeks ago on this show, we announced that we were not going to do the marathon for Run for Heroes moving forward after this year because the pylon cost is $10,000 to rent pylons for 2,000 pylons for 5 hours, blah, 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 blah. It's the way the course is designed, and it's just the way it is. Yeah. So we said we're canceling it. There was an outcry. So we decided that what we would do is raise some funds through Indiegogo and see if we can crowdsource some money. We're almost up to $9,000 towards our goal of $45,000 for pylons. And at the expo, we'll actually have a pylon table where people can buy a pylon. And we'll name it after you. We'll put your name on it or your company logo on it for $25. People say $25. Well, that's what the pylons cost. They're MTO approved. They got conspicuity tape on them, and you know, the reflective tape, and it is what it is. So you know, our goal is to keep the marathon if we can, but we need a lot of pylons to do that. So we're asking everybody to help out a bit to do that, and then we'll have the infrastructure, and then the cost will come down to be able to do that. So you know, because of that, we have Song of the Week. So let's go to Song of the Week anyway. And it's, you know, from, you know, like a post-punk group by the name, you got that? Pylons, of course. It's Pylon would stop it. What other radio station's going to play Pylon? No one's going to play Pylon. Stop It by Pylon. What a great song that is. So anyway, that's our Pylonapalooza, our Pylonathon, whatever you want to call it. It's on Indiegogo. You can also get through it through our Run for Heroes registration page has it as well. It's open till this Sunday, till the marathon. And we hope to reach our goal. So all the support is really appreciated. We've had a couple of people been talking about buying another 5,000 meters, another 5 kilometer section of the course and naming it after somebody. Mm-hmm. It's possible. I mean, someone has done that, and we'd love to see more of that. So
nice.
Speaker series. Really quickly, our speaker series this year is new, and we have on the Friday and the Saturday, a number of folks. You and I are hosting a part of the speaker series. We're talking about running and social running, and
they're going to give us mics again.
Oh yeah, 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 for sure. They're prying it out of our hands. And then the importance of a pace leader and a pace group. Real world, talking about Chris Ford, who's one of the pacers, who's been a pacer around Michigan and the United States. He's going to be talking about it. Wellness and running with cancer. Dr. Michelle Prince, who was on the show about a month ago, talking about that. She now has her new show here on AM800 on Wednesdays. She's going to be talking about that live, so you can ask all the questions you want to ask. And Good Feet, Good Run by Julie Fraser, who's a podiatrist. She's going to be talking about that. On Saturday, she's talking about that as well. Darcy Haggith, who's been on the show in the past, is talking about hydration. And so Darcy is the CEO and president of Infinite Canada, and he'll be talking about that. And for those who are wondering, on the course is Pink Lemonade, which is our own brew by Infinite. So that's what's on the course for nutrition. Julie Fraser's talking again, and then at 2 o'clock on the Saturday is Brandon Land, who's won a number of marathons. He's also the president or CEO, one of the co-founding partners, I believe, of Race Roster.
Okay,
who's our registration company? He's
going to be an interesting guy to listen to.
He's a great guy. Really knowledgeable. He's going to be talking about stretching and making a difference. And then Jim Crist, who's been on the show. Who actually owns Marathon Pacing. We'll be talking about pacing again later on the afternoon on Saturday at 4 o'clock.
I'm curious to see what color his hair will be.
It's always a guess, and what skirt he's wearing as well. But yeah, Jim's great, and he's also got all those great stories about the Christmas story run that he's the race director of in Cleveland, which is awesome. A couple other things that we need to make mention of is a special thanks to Ricardo's Italian Restaurant in Amherstburg, who is going to be supplying all of our volunteers with lunches throughout the weekend. Thank you very much to Ricardo for that. He's a big supporter of a lot of events in Amherstburg, just as is Rennie Rota of Sobeys Amherstburg. Rennie's always at all of our events, and you know that's why he's on our arch, and Sobeys has been with us since day one, 8 years ago, working on all of our events, and no one cares about the community kind of like he does. He does an amazing job always trying to promote Amherstburg and runs and being healthy. So thanks to Rennie as well. So this weekend, big race. Make sure you're there. How's your 5K learn to run?
They're doing well. We wrapped up. A lot of them did it. They've done a couple races. Most of them are coming out for your superheroes. It's their big race. They're nervous.
Race.
Yeah, they're all nervous. But, you know, my philosophy is always, you know what? You've already done all the training. You did the hard work to get there. Race day is all about go out, have a good time, take in the crowds, just enjoy it. Of course, sometimes when I'm telling my marathoners that, they're looking at me, rolling their eyes. They're going, really? I'm supposed to go out and enjoy 26.2? But yeah, that's why you train 16 weeks to do this. Now you go out, you have fun. There's people on the side of the road cheering you on. How cool is that?
Yeah. You know, it's the Saturday is such a unique event. I mean, we're at Fort Malden. We're doing the 5K on our 5K Canada Day run course, which is an iconic course, right? Starts at Fort Malden, right in the front. We have a musket start for the 5K,
which is going to be
great, and that day starts at 8 a.m. on that site, because what happens is if you didn't pick up your kids race kit or your 5K race kit the day before at the expo, you go to the site and pick it up there.
Okay.
So at
but
8
that's a.m. the only race you can do that.
Only for the 5K and the kids events, okay. Right? So what's important is that you go out. And you come to, because Saturday morning at 10 a.m. is when the expo opens. Mm-hmm. Well, we're already running by then. So you have to come at 8 a.m. to pick up your race kit for the 5K and for the kids' events. And when you're doing that, there's also a section of registration where the kids' marathon is, because they have to turn in all their pledges and everything else. So we've been kind of saying, hey, look, if you get the chance and your kid's in the kids' marathon because of all, you know, the money and the registration forms and everything else, come to the expo on the Friday and kind of ease up on that line, because there will be a decent sized line at 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. To get your registration in. So we've got the 5K. We've got the Run for Superheroes 5K that's happening on the Saturday morning.
Are most people dressing up for that?
I'm dressing up.
What are you gonna be?
No tights. You know what? I'll end up wearing my probably my Green Lantern shirt.
Nice.
You know.
It works.
Yeah, he was always a fave.
No tights though.
No tights.
Come on.
No, I don't. Green tights and me don't mix. So, Superheroes 5K is on this Saturday at Fort Mall. It's gonna be a great event. What's really exciting is what's happening with that kids marathon. I last count, were we up to like 140? Almost 150 kids that have run all summer long, 41 kilometers, or logged in 41 kilometers through walking or running, and doing their last kilometer with us. It's unheard of.
And 41 kilometers all on their own, or with family or friends, or whatever. It's not with people on the side of the road cheering them on. It's on their own time, which is really cool that they've done that.
Yep. And we've kind of developed a little in-and-out course for them to go out and come back on the 1K. Traditionally what we've done is we've done two loops of the Palisade at the fort. So now we've changed it so it's an in and out, so they get the full experience of being on the course. And it's going to be exciting, really exciting. And of course, you know, the next day, you know, starting, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning, people start, you know, milling around and lining up.
Yep.
Well, actually before that, around 5:30, yes. we have people who start milling around. You know, for us, it's all one long day, right? I mean, we're on the course at 2 o'clock in the morning, setting up pylons and barricades and doing all the other stuff that we got to do operationally. But what's really amazing about the event is you know, the sun starts to just crack just a bit. We start the race at about 7:15.
That is very cool.
And then you start to run down that gorgeous course around Big Creek and then around Ducks on the Roof and around down the river. Mm-hmm. It's just a fantastic time. So Run for Heroes is this weekend. We're all excited. We're all really looking forward to hosting this event. So we look forward to seeing everybody out.
I look forward to it too.
And the expo is free to open to the public. Remember, Friday and Saturday. Come out and visit us. You've been listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. For more information, go to runningflat.com and keep running.
And that's all I have to say about it.